bless you this morning. We exalt you. You are God. You are not a man. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace, Lord, for the privilege that you have given unto us. We honor you. Thank you, Father, for your mercy endures forever. You are worthy to be praised, O God. We return all glory unto you. We return all honor unto you. We return all adoration. Thank you, Father. We bless your name. You are good and you are kind. You are more than what people say. Father, we bless your name for the love that you have shown unto us, in that we are yet sinners. You, our Lord Jesus, died for us. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We honor you. We bow before you, Lord. We lay our crown and we say glory unto your name. We lay our crown, O Lord, and we return all honor unto your holy name. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy of all adoration. We honor you. And this morning, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you pour out your grace upon us in the name of Jesus. You anoint us today, O Lord, with the oil of gladness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, the 24th of August, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy over you, for his grace and for his love. And I want you to stand upon his word and declare concerning this day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that the Lord set my feet on the solid rock. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord that the Lord enlarged my path underneath my feet so that I will not fall. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my heritage is blessed and my heritage is delivered unto me. In the name of Jesus, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Lines are falling unto me in favorable portion. In the name of Jesus, this day my going out is blessed and my coming back is with testimonies. In the name of Jesus, I raise the banner of the Lord over you this day. I cancel any form of evil that is written concerning this day. I cancel you. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I declare that no weapon that is formed against me will prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I declare that they are condemned. In the name of Jesus, evil language spoken into this day, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every evil expression, expressions of evil, expressions of sickness, expressions of infirmity, expression of accident that is hidden in this day, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I redeem this day with the blood of Jesus. Oh, I declare that the Lord cancel every language of infirmity over my life. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon the word of the Lord and I declare that the light of God shine upon me. In the name of Jesus, even though darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people, the Lord will arise upon me and his glory shall be seen upon me. I am not dwelling in the place of darkness. My seat is not in the corners of darkness, not in the corners of death. Oh, but I am seated with my Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places. Therefore, I place under my foot any form of evil that is in this day. In the name of Jesus, I trample over you, snakes and scorpion. In the name of Jesus, you will not hurt me. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare one more time that the banner of the Lord over me is grace. His banner over me is love. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord that I come this day in the volume of books that is written concerning me to do your will, O Lord. I cancel every evil ordinance of the enemy concerning this day. In the name of Jesus, and writings of evil over this day, I cancel you. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that I walk in the order of the blessings of the Lord. I walk in the order of the grace of the Lord. I walk in the order of the provision of the Lord for me. In the name of Jesus, for the Lord has said by his word that he will provide for all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. I stand upon the word of the Lord and I declare that I walk in the order of the grace of the Lord for my life. In the name of Jesus, I walk in the order of his protection for me this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, today is another Sunday for us to bless the name of the Lord. I want you to appreciate him for his mercy and give glory unto him. Thank him for the strength that he has given unto you. The strength of the Lord that is in you has been the one that has been carrying you through your existence today, has been by the grace of the Lord. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy over you, for his love that cannot be compared, for the Lord Jesus that gave himself over for your sin, for my sin. What kind of love is this? The scripture says, what manner of love is this, that a man will give himself? The Lord Jesus offered himself as a sacrifice for sin, for my sin, offered himself as a sacrifice. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for this greater love. He loves you even before you think about him, even before you think of loving him. His love is forever there. He's a loving father. I want you to appreciate him irrespective of what you are going through. Tell him, you are my father. You love me so much. Thank you for your grace for my life. I want you to think about it today and give thanks unto the Lord. He is worthy to be praised, worshiping when it seems that all is doing well for you. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. And when it looks like all is not well at all, still give glory to his name. For all things work together for good for those that love him. Honor the Lord for his grace over your life. This morning, by the grace of God, we are going to be reading from the book of Psalm 66, and we are going to read from verse 1 to verse 9. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing towards the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Oh, bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holdeth our soul in life and suffereth not our feet to be moved. Praise the Lord. I want you to give glory to the Lord for his mercy. Honor him for his love over you. Give glory to the name of the Lord. The scripture says, make a joyful shout unto God for what he has done in your life. Sing out the honor of his name. Give glory to his name for his majesty, because he's Elohim Adonai. Thank him for his Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah El Shaddai, Jehovah Roy, for his great, his merciful. Thank him because he's God our healer, he's God our salvation, he's God our provider, he's God that sees us. Honor him for his mercy. I want you to bless the name of the Lord. Sing forth the honor of his praise. Oh, behold how awesome are his work. Through the greatness of his power, the enemies of God in your life, those that are against his grace in your life, they submit themselves unto him. Give honor unto the Lord, for all the nations of the earth will worship him and sing praise to him. They shall sing praise to his name. Oh, tell people to come and see the works of God. How awesome his works is. How awesome is his grace towards the Son of Man. For our God is good. If you sit and you imagine how the Lord passed the Red Sea and the people of God walked right in the middle of the sea to the other side. The Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Our God rules by power. Our God is great. He's a loving God. Oh, bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. Verse 9 says, who holds our soul in life and suffers not our feet to be moved? It is the Lord that holds upon us. He's the one that holds our life, holds our soul, and he will never allow our feet to be moved. For he is holding us with his right hand of righteousness, with his right hand of power. Honor the name of the Lord. Father, we bless you this morning. We honor you. We bow before you. We say you are God. You are not a man. Lord, we pray. impress you today, will bless you today. We honor you. You are good and you are kind. You are the Lord and that is your name. We worship you. We declare your majesty. We lay our crown and we say, thank you, Lord. You are worthy to be praised, O God. You are worthy to be praised. We honor you. You are good and you are kind. Blessed be your name. We give you praise. We return all glory unto you. We return all honor unto you. We bless your name. Thank you, righteous Father. You are worthy, Lord. We honor you. You are Jehovah, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah El Shaddai. Lord, we honor you. Thank you, Lord, for you are Jehovah Roy. You see us at all time. Father, we honor you. Adonai will bless you. You are good. You are kind. Thank you for your love so great, for your mercy that cannot be compared. Oh, we honor you. You are worthy to be praised. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Thank you, Father. And Father, we commit ourselves into your hand as we congregate today. We ask, O Lord, all over where your name will be called, we ask that you show yourself strong in our midst in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, you will take charge of today's program in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Our God is good. Beloved, permit me to bring to your remembrance the program that is coming up this week, Thursday, 28th of August. 28th of August, 2025 at Oluwa Damilare Garden along Sango Eleyele Road before you get to Waik Junction. The hall is right beside National Open University, Oluwa Damilare Garden. It's on the 28th of August. That is the last Thursday of this month. By the grace of the Lord, this program is going to be powerful. It's going to be a blessing unto you. I want you to prepare yourself, pray, plan, prepare to be part of this wonderful program. I want you to be a partaker of this wonderful move of God this time. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Brethren, we covet your prayer, we covet your support for the program. It is well with you. I want you to know as well that the coming of the Lord Jesus is at hand. The hour, the time, the day, nobody knows except the Father himself. Prepare yourself so that your lamp, your light will not go out before the arrival of the bridegroom. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy yourself in the presence of the Lord.